Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The team with the worst record in the National Football League will be at Huntington Bank Field coming up on Sunday. It's not the Browns.
Wait, what? It's not the Browns?
It's not the Browns.
Oh, I thought it was the Browns.
But what does the team with the worst record in the National Football League coming to town mean for the Cleveland Browns? Welcome to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Andy Baskin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Good to start the show with the pleasantries.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, we're not yelling at each other, so it's good.
I'll give it time.
Okay.
Give it time. This is an interesting matchup on Sunday. Everybody's saying,
is it really?
No, it's not. Of course, they're terrible. Both teams aren't good. That, to me, Andy, makes this thing actually quite interesting from a big picture standpoint.
So you're saying if you see, a wreck on the side of the road, you like to watch it? Is that what you're saying?
When I was driving in last Sunday, there was a bad wreck on 77. Car was on its roof. Hope that person.
Oh, that's not good.
Hope those people are okay.
Yeah, I was just making a comparison. I wasn't actually.
I didn't stop on purpose. I had no choice because traffic was shut down.
Well, everyone wants to stop and look. To
see. I know. So what does this Sunday mean? What does it mean? I think it could have big meaning. And I hate to even think about that. And let me throw some thoughts out to you. But first, Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, will join us at 11. Can't wait to get his thoughts on this thrilling matchup.
I'm sure there are people betting it.
You can bet there are.
I mean, if there's a game.
I put in a special request.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, with the help of our guest, granted that request.
Really?
At noon, the extremely intelligent Cynthia Freeland. From the NFL Network and NFL.com. Cynthia is going to join us. And she does a show called The Numbers Game on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Dan, we got to get Cynthia to talk about going for it on fourth down.
Hmm.
So we're going to talk to Cynthia about what happened in the Browns game against the Niners. Hey, we're on our own 33. Let's go for it. It's a two-point game.
I was going to ask her the numbers of Deshaun's contract because, again, I heard Mary Kay this morning.
She doesn't need to do math.
No, that's true. But, again, I heard Mary Kay say, and we've heard her say it before, that Deshaun is back next year.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
Well, she said that on our show.
Hmm.
And now she said it again.
She did.
She's doubling down. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic is going to join us to talk college sports Big Ten championship game.
Oh, man.
Which means what? At 12:40.
It means the Big Ten championship.
Okay, great. And our buddy Daryl Ryder joins us.
Oh, are you belittling the Big Ten with more than 10 teams in it?
Yes, I am.
Wow, how harsh you are.
Yeah, we'll explain.
Wow, I can't wait to hear your explanation for that.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. We have no idea what, and I've used these words too often, the marching orders are for this team right now, what they were at the beginning of the season. We don't know. If the marching orders weren't, we don't care how many games we win this year. We're you know, we traded for a pick next year. We're going to
Do you think that conversation actually happens?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. Okay. But I wonder. But if you're the ownership and you're looking at your football team and you're just kind of thinking, what do we have here? What are we doing? What's up? And you have the 1-11 Tennessee Titans coming to town. Mm-hmm. And you don't beat them. Andy, that doesn't bode well for the coaching staff. Bode well for anybody.
No.
And that's why I think of all the games that they've played this season, this might be the most must-win game for the management of this football team. The coaching staff? Well, I don't know. You tell me. The coaching staff? The front office? You don't beat the 1-11 Tennessee Titans, who are not... They're not good.
With a full week of practice.
They're completely rebuilding. Their coach has already been canned.
Yeah.
They have a number one overall pick at quarterback, a guy I like, Cam Ward. But, you know, they haven't given him a ton to work with. And you lose to them? I think that's problematic.
Is that what the game's about, or is the game about watching this team and their young rookies get better every week and seeing exactly what Shedeur Sanders can do? And how Shedeur Sanders gets better.
That's my question.
To me, that's the only reason why you're watching this game.
Well, I don't care about watching it. Fans are gonna watch football because fans watch football. I'm concerned about what this game actually means.
I don't know, man. The apathy train was coming through last week.
That doesn't matter. It truly doesn't matter.
Do you hop back off the apathy train? I mean, sometimes you lose people. They jump off the train. They don't come back.
Andy, I don't care about the people. I care about the people running the team.
Okay.
Browns fans are going to be here if the team wins. That's a given.
We're losing fans by the second.
Fine. You and I both know. If this team wins, fans are all over the place. This is about the coaching staff to me. This is about the front office.
So maybe you're watching because you want to see if the coaching staff can actually coach against some team. Sorry. You got mad. I didn't mean to say that. I understand what you're saying.
We decided to go away when the show started, and then left turn.
I'm not left turning. Why am I even interested in this? You're saying, is it an important game? And I'm saying, okay, if it's important, I want to watch it.
For the coaching staff, for the front office.
Yes and no. Like, if you're in the front office, Jeff, you want to lose. I mean, part of it is you're not going to be in a bad shape if you lose because you're moving up in the draft.
Yeah, except for one thing. Losing could make you unemployed. See, that's the conundrum here. Part of me thinks, hey, might as well move up a spot or two in the draft. You could even lose your way to the number one pick. That'd be great. Except, you know,
rather than
Andrew Berry making the pick, it's going to be Joe Flabeats.
I don't know. Flabeats hasn't missed on a first rounder, I can tell you that. Has he? Or she?
I would truly think that if I'm the coaching staff, I'm thinking we better win this game or we're up, you know what, in the paddles over there.
Unless you go back to your original statement, what were the marching orders? Although if that was the case, you go back and look at the Jets game, you look at the Raiders game, look at all these other games.
Marching orders can change on the whim of ownership. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe that.
I mean, it's Tennessee. Where's our ownership from?
Tennessee.
What team do you think they probably wanted to buy if they had a chance to buy a team in the first place?
The Raiders?
I don't think that would have been it.
Well, you let me guess. I was going to pick another team. Sometimes you don't want to pick the obvious.
I would just think how embarrassing it would be for ownership if this coaching staff, if this front office puts a team on the field that can't beat the 1-11 team that Jimmy Haslam's friends probably make fun of on a daily basis.
Do you think they could be embarrassed anymore by the things that have happened to this organization?
Yes.
Really? Losing to a one-win team is going to be so embarrassing? What if they lose by a field goal at the end of the game?
I truly...
Does it depend on how they lose? Do style points matter in this game?
Yeah, probably
so. I don't think this front office could have any more embarrassment than the number of quarterbacks that they've used, not the front office, ownership. The number of quarterbacks that have been here, the number of coaches that have been here, the very, very bad decision to make the trade for Deshaun Watson.
Big, that's swing and a miss. That's strike three.
Yeah, and you said it. So, I, for Jimmy to have to step out there and say swing and a miss, that had to be the most embarrassing moment. Andy, I don't think losing one single game to even a one-win team is more embarrassing than having to go out there and go, you know, we probably set the franchise back 5-10 years here by doing this.
Do they want a loss? The guys in the locker room don't. The coaching staff doesn't.
There's no way. Yeah, you're right on that. You're right on that.
The front office might. Ownership might. But here's the thing. Sorry, you can land a better player at 8 than you can at 4 sometimes.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
go play to win. I agree.
I don't think there's any question.
But do you think they're seriously saying, oh man, if we don't win this week, it's going to be so embarrassing. What are we going to do? If it's so embarrassing, then you start firing people on Monday.
That's my point, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
Thanks for letting me reel you in.
Okay.
That's my point. If Cam Ward goes out and throws for 310, which I don't think he's going to do, and the offense puts up 4 points.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Could you find a harder number to get to?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, you
though.
Get two if you miss. Extra point return, you get 2 points too, right?
I just honestly think that this game has more riding on it than 3-9 against 1-11. And that's why this team better go out and look good.
Is the Mayflower truck out there Monday then for the coaches?
No, the franchise isn't moving.
No, but I mean, you only need one to maybe move a couple people out of their offices.
No, I don't think it's there on Monday, but there are 5 games left. Ultimately, this game could sway opinion as to the future. We've had guests on this week. Yeah, the last 5 games matter. Really? Well, then this is, look at the last 5 games, Andy. You got Tennessee, okay?
Are you going to be mad if they lose, though? I'm not mad
if
they lose. I'm telling you, I'm at the apathy point now.
Well,
like, if they lose, they lose. I want them to go out and play to win. I'd like for them to win. You know, I'd like for them to have more points. I'd like for them to score more than 20 points. These are all like things. But I also would like to make the playoffs, and that's not happening. So that dream is gone.
Look at the final 5 games. Titans, 1-11.
Okay.
Bears, surprise team of the NFC, sitting on top of the North.
You can bank that as a loss.
Buffalo Bills.
That's a loss.
Steelers at home.
Mm.
You got a chance.
Maybe Tomlin's checking out the new digs for next year.
Bengals.
Who knows what'll happen
on the road.
Last game of the season.
So in other words,
would you play Joe Burrow at that point? I wouldn't.
In other words, well, they might have a chance.
They have 4 wins. They're not going anywhere
yet. Yeah, well, they're only 2 behind with 5 to play.
Well, then we're only 3 behind with 5 to play. You want to live the life? You want to live the dream?
I'm just telling you, Bengals went down to the last game last year, and they were in the same position. They had a chance.
That's why losing last week crushed us.
If you're circling games on the calendar here the rest of the way, there's only one game where you think, without question, yep, that's the game they win. And that's Sunday.
Yeah.
And if they don't do it, I just wonder what it might mean.
Well, you better off letting the coaching staff go in the middle of the season, or you wait till the end of the year? Again, I warn you, and didn't Chris Rose warn us yesterday? Look at the available candidates that are out there before you start saying, hey, get rid of Kevin.
I've already told you what I think. I want Kevin back. Kevin's been dealt a bad hand. He's also not played that hand very well.
No, he hasn't.
But he's been dealt a bad hand.
But you're not going to be surprised if he gets fired, though, right? Would you be surprised? I wouldn't be surprised.
It depends on how things finish, maybe. But again, when you weren't here, Tom Withers was in for you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we went over what kind of two-year run have coaches survived here? Since 99, no coach has survived two bad years in a row except Hugh Jackson. And then they let go of Hugh when he finally was winning some games.
Expect the unexpected, Jeff.
I just think, Andy, even if the marching orders are, hey, we know we're getting our quarterback down the road, blah, blah, blah. We have two first-round picks. Blah, we're going to load up with young talent. Don't worry about this year. You don't lose to the 1-11 Tennessee Titans, especially when your ownership is from Tennessee.
Do you think that the front office knows their fate already? The coaching staff knows their fate?
No, I don't think they do. Do you?
The
only way they know it is
they're
back. I'm
trying to remember. Did Andrew ever come out and talk about the Flacco trade?
Andrew who?
Andrew Berry. Did he ever come out and talk about the Flacco trade? I can't even remember. Berry. Yeah, he never did he?
I remember hearing him speak a couple of times in the past. No. I just, if they know their fate, Andy, then they know they're back, except for one thing.
Mm.
Things change. All the Haslams have to do is think, that was just pathetic. I know that was pathetic. At the end of the year, we're changing this. And maybe they will.
What if they're saying it's our fault?
Well, and
they're not changing themselves.
Which could be the case. And then, you know, you kick it down the road and, you know, big swing and a miss and you get a year, except that can change. That can change. Dakota's in Cleveland.
Press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
That was Andrew Berry.
Yeah.
Hi, Dakota.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Anybody call you Dak, like Dak Prescott? His real name's Dakota.
No, I go by Coda, kind of.
Oh, cool.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, we should have had that same energy with the Jets game. You know, you only have so many games on your schedule that are, you know, so-called gimme games where you should take that win, you know, and you're better than that team you're going up against. When you have a roster like we do right now, you know, there's some games where you just got to win them. This is obviously one of them too, you know. I just feel like we should have had that same energy, you know, and the question should be more about, I think, Shador. You know, if he balls out in this game, are we going to give him his credit, you know, or are we're going to keep pushing the can down the road? Because I really want to use these picks on building the O-line and the receiving core around the quarterback. You know, I don't think you can just plug in a quarterback to this team and have him be successful if you don't build around him. You know what I mean? So I'm all right on drafting a quarterback. You know, that's just the way I feel about it. I hope we win this game because I do believe it's important, just like you're saying.
All right, Dakota, thank you very much. Dakota put that thought in my head.
Which one?
Draft two tackles.
I think he's not the only one. We've had many people say that to us.
I think that's right.
I think it'd be awesome if they
could. CJ's in Cleveland. Hey, CJ, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Okay, thank you. Big deal on Sunday or no?
What'd you say?
Is it a big deal on Sunday or not?
No, it's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. I think, like the last caller said, we didn't beat the Jets, and I kind of think that's the same situation. I don't really think it matters. I think we're all upset that because we don't know what's going on with the team. We don't know what Andrew Berry did. Did he have to do with this Deshaun Watson trade? Nobody knows. I think the best thing for the team to do is just go with their gut and make a decision. Like, nobody, there's no right or wrong answer, I don't believe, with this team. You just go out, you make whatever decision you have, and then you hope that that's the right decision. Like, everybody says draft O-lines, draft wide receivers, draft quarterbacks. Just draft the good players. Draft a good available player and see what you got from there. That's all that really matters.
All right, CJ. People not thinking this is that big of a game, Andy, apparently. Jeff's in Chesterland. Jeff. We've had a lot of guys named Jeff call the show lately. Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff.
I noticed that for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal, this game. I mean, the rest of the games aren't a big deal. Just because no matter what happens, we're not going to know what they're doing. We're going to have, just like the whole year, we have no idea what their plans were. Still don't know why they traded Flacco. They never explained it. So, I mean, I would go to the game. You know, last time I called in, you said, what would it take for me to go to a game?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to see some entertaining football. I would pay my own way. I just want to see something.
Jeff, if they go out and lose to Tennessee, well, what do you think that means for the coaching staff? Honestly, I think it could be problematic.
Well, I said I think they have a free pass this year just wow. because of the quarterback situation, how their whole direction changed. And I think I don't think Haslam wants to fire him and go through all that and looking for a coach. I just think he's going to stick to the course and see what happens next year with the quarterback. Like I said, we don't know if they're even going to draft a quarterback or if, you know, Watson will be starting. I mean, we have no idea. As a Browns fan, we're all tired. We're just tired.
Amen, man. That might be the line of the year. We are all tired.
Jeff,
amen.
Wow. Listening
well
to Jeff.
Well said.
Well, it was. It kind of, I've thought all along, you know, since what happened, you know, on draft day and the trade and everything else, I kind of hope that they actually have a plan in place, Andy. And I hope the plan, and that you just rolled your eyes.
I don't know. Do you think they do? I
hope the plan is this. Hey, look, we know we're not going to be very good this year. I think they've doubled down on that when they traded Pickett and Flacco. And you could have traded one or the other, but you traded both. So you doubled down with two rookie quarterbacks. I would think, I mean, common sense tells you, if you know anything about the NFL, common sense tells you, okay, we don't have the most talented roster, and we're going to have two rookie quarterbacks. Well, that doesn't scream we're going to contend, does it?
Nope.
And so I hope they've had a plan. I hope that it's going the way they kind of thought it was or would. And I hope that they don't overreact and blow up a coaching staff that I think has some merit to it. In other words, don't react if you lose to Tennessee. Yeah, okay, well, you lose to Tennessee.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about it.
Well, but I kind of hope that's the way it goes.
I don't,
because I don't think, again, you know my thoughts on the roster and the coaching and everything else. I'm concerned that if it goes south on Sunday, that there's going to be overreaction and that it's going to carry way too much weight. I don't know either.
I think you're leaning into it just a little bit too much. Just a little. I'm not saying that you're wrong for leaning into it, but I just think the whole Tennessee angle you're taking on this thing, I just don't think it matters.
That's just a minor. That's a minor. More than it's not the Tennessee geographic. We're from Tennessee.
It's a paper cut.
As much as it is this,
it's a paper cut. It's not a broken shoulder.
We're so bad that we lost to the 1-11 team that clearly stinks. That to me is where it could be like, forget everything we were doing. We're changing it. Chris is in Cleveland. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
How y'all doing?
What's up?
We couldn't be finer, Chris.
Man, I honestly feel like I hope Andrew Berry don't overthink this. It's very, very, very simple how you get out of this hole.
Oh,
you don't want to go into you don't want to go into next year fishing for one of those quarterbacks. You got three of them on the roster. I honestly believe we should go through next season with what we already have, build the offensive line, and go from there. Like, we have to get rid of Kevin Stefanski. Reason we have to, number one thing we need to do to get rid of Kevin Stefanski is because we now know that Kevin Stefanski may have accidentally sabotaged Deshaun Watson. And if that's the case, he's a great mentor. Leave him on the bench.
Where is that coming from, that he sabotaged Deshaun? How?
I feel like we didn't build an offense around Deshaun Watson.
And that's Kevin's fault? Or that's Andrew's fault?
I feel like I give more to blame to Kevin than I do Andrew Berry.
But Kevin's not picking the players.
You don't like Coach? What's there?
I mean, if you want to have that take, I'm not having a problem with the take. It's just, if you think they didn't give him everything he needed to be successful, then that's on Andrew. That's not on Kevin.
That's not Kevin's job. If Deshaun Watson leaves the Browns and goes to Miami or something, you will see the Deshaun Watson that you saw when he was with the Texans. I don't feel like it's over with. I'm not saying I want him to be our quarterback, but we have him. We have him on the roster. We're already paying him.
Sounds like he's here next year too. So,
yeah, and let him mentor the quarterbacks that we already have. But let's build this offensive line, because it doesn't matter who you put back there if we don't have an offensive line. You have to build the offensive line.
That's true. And remember, guys, let me just throw this out. Players aren't here to mentor.
And that's what coaches are for. That's why this team has more coaches than any other team in the NFL.
Players are not here to mentor. You have quarterback coaches. You have assistant quarterback coaches. You have assistant in offensive line.
At one point last year, I haven't counted this year, but they had 22 assistant coaches.
Players play. Now, can other players learn something by watching experienced players who have been there, done that? Sure, you bet they can. But, you know, if you're gonna pay a coach, you're gonna pay a quarterback, what is it, 260, whatever it was? Well, that's good money for coaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's real good. Our buddy Cool Ray is with us. Cool Ray, welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Mr. Ray, how are you?
Hey, I think all the callers got it wrong. I think this is a huge game.
Cool Ray, I agree with you.
And I'm going to tell you guys why real quick.
Yeah, why?
Who was the number one pick in this draft last year?
Mr. Ward.
Yes.
And who was the second best quarterback coming out?
Jackson Dart.
Come out of college until he fell to the draft?
Jackson Dart.
It was between Shador and Dart. So if you're going to do a litmus test, how fast you? If you want to compare Shador to the best quarterback that came out the draft, the number one pick, to see if you need to go get a quarterback, this is the guy. We all know that the team aspect of it, but you want to compare Shador with the number one quarterback who got drafted number one. Let's see what the skill set is.
Is that fair? Is that fair to Shador? I mean, he hasn't played nearly as much.
Pick up what you're learning. This is now Shador, your second game in. Second and a half game in, second start.
This will be third.
If you can pick up what we need you to do, and we got Watson and we got Gabriel, then we can then go build around you. Because now we can see that we don't need to go do that. If you lose, now we're looking at coaching strategy. Now we can start thinking about replacing the coaching staff, and we don't need to go get a quarterback, because we go break the quarterback if it doesn't pan out the following year. Everybody is looking at this game as a 1-11 team. No, we're looking at the number one pick in the draft versus the quarterback came out fifth. But this is our future, maybe.
Cool Ray, I get it. That's another aspect of this game that I think is critical. But I do think it's interesting for the coaching staff. What do you want to see out of our young quarterback in his third NFL start coming up?
I want him to be able to drive the team down the field. I want to be able to see. I would love to see 2 to 3 touchdowns. 3 touchdowns would be outstanding. He put together a nice 90-yard drive the other day. Can we get more of that? Not just one time. I need it multiple times. And, you know, I kind of like the way he's changed his game a little bit. sounds to me like they've changed the offensive strategy a little bit, especially after listening this morning about how they're just kind of shifting the line a little bit to help him and put him in a winning situation. I'd like to see the wide receivers catch a few passes, and I would like the defense to come up with a big-time stop when they need it. So I'm not asking for much, but I just asked
about Shadur. You gave me the whole game plan.
I started thinking about everything there. You got me going. I want Shadur to look confident and look like a guy that's fighting or has the starting job next year.
You know, he said yesterday, and he changed changed the words that he used because he used something. He was talking about the trigger, and then he said, "No, I shouldn't do that." And then he kind of said, "Turn it loose, you know, and get after it." That's kind of what I would like to see. It's felt to me, and it was the same way with Dylan Gabriel. It's felt to me like the coaching staff has put the training wheels on both of these guys. You know, did we see the real Dylan Gabriel in the time when he was playing quarterback? I don't know. I always kind of had the feeling that he had the training wheels on him. And then he got the concussion, and then it became Shadur's time. And I think Shadur has had the training wheels on him. And I wonder about that. And and Shadur mentioned that yesterday a little bit. I would like to see the coaching staff just say, here we go. This is what we think the offense can do. Let's go for it. And if you make mistakes, you make mistakes. If you throw an interception, you throw an interception. But
But how many of those are okay? How many interceptions can you throw before everyone gets mad?
Does it?
I mean, we were mad at the special teams last week.
Let me go back to what we started about earlier in the show. Does it matter? You throw three interceptions, but you might learn something about your quarterback moving forward. I don't think you're going to learn what you need to learn about Shadur or Dylan if he ever gets another chance to play.
If he starts throwing interceptions, we have a repeat of what we saw last week where the special teams just left. They just left the other team with the ball in good scoring position.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're turning the ball over. It's the same exact thing. Same exact thing.
Yeah, except for one thing.
Tell me what that one thing is.
You going to learn anything about Shadur if you don't let him go out and do it?
I get the turn him loose. I just don't want him to turn the ball over.
Well, sure. Well, then that's the point. That's what we got to find out.
I'd also like to see him get in sync with the wide receivers because I don't know if it's on him or on the wide receivers. So.
Streetsboro, the garden spot of Portage County.
Home of the Rockets.
What's up, Booker?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy holidays.
Welcome to the show, Booker. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to touch base on between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, if anybody should have to leave the building, let's look at the facts and the points. The fact is that Kevin Stefanski, over 6 years, he's had 13 quarterbacks. He has not shown any of them how to be a professional quarterback in this league. Now, if you look at the
has he had the time to show any of them?
Well, here's the thing. You're supposed to put a system into place to help these quarterbacks progress in every area of the field. And I haven't seen that happen yet. And then if we look at Andrew Berry's history in the record, look at his draft picks. Emerson, Greg Delpit. I mean, he's hit on even drafting in the third and fourth and fifth round. He's hit on a lot of those picks.
What? Right. You're the first guy I've ever heard say that, Booker.
Have you seen some of the third round picks he's made? Do you want me to go through them?
Well, listen, we're not talking about Schwartz and guys like that. We're talking about guys that's either still on the field or made impacts when they were on the field.
Booker, you know what they've done? They've drafted pretty well on defense and pretty poorly on offense.
That's true. I will not touch that argument. But if anybody should have to leave, I think the scale is tipping towards Stefanski leaving.
All right. Booker, thank you.
Andrew Berry's third-round draft picks. Barton Emerson Jr., Alex Wright, David Bell, Zach Zinter, Jordan Elliott, Jacob Phillips, Anthony Schwartz. Just saying.
Again, drafted pretty well on defense, haven't they?
Yeah, defense seems to be okay.
Yeah, they draft pretty well on defense. Makes me think, if you're even thinking about a quarterback, who are you going to hire to go and scout quarterbacks? Brian Greasy available? Kurt's in Columbus. Hey, Kurt.
Kurt.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank
Love you. Couple of things. My resume, I guess I should share with you. I go back to 72, Phipps Dolphins playoff game when Warfield came back to haunt us. Thank you. And two quarterbacks really stood out for me during my Browns fandom, Mike Phipps and Tim Couch. And the reason why they stand out for me is they had such lousy offensive lines, and we pretty much, I say we, the collective, destroyed or derailed their careers because they were running for their life. So when I think about the upcoming draft, unless it's Elway, Marino, Peyton Manning, I'm not tanking. I'm drafting need and the best player. And for me, as I watch this sadness, it's offensive lineman and wide receiver. Whoever the best two guys are, when we pick, grab them. I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Go Buckeyes.
OH.
All right, Kurt. Thank you very much. I'm not in draft mode yet. I got to be honest. The idea.
I think we're all on the same page, though. Offensive line, wide receiver. Offensive line, wide receiver. I think.
Well, yeah. Well,
and what will they do? They'll draft.
Weren't we in that mode last year? Defensive line, linebacker.
Yeah, I guess we were.
You know?
I
mean, we've kind of been in that mode for a long time. You know, the one thing about Zach Zinner, by the way, can I throw this out?
Yeah, let me know what it is.
Yeah, it's this. Who were you going to sit? Everybody's yelling, Zach Zinner hasn't even played. Well, you're going to sit Betonio? You're going to sit Wyatt Teller? As it turns out, now you did.
But he's inactive every week, Jeff. I mean, it's not even like...
Yeah, but Andy, what...
He's continually inactive.
Okay. Who are you going to sit?
Well, wouldn't you rather see Zinter or would you rather see... I don't know.
Tevin Coleman?
Tevin Jenkins? I mean, who'd you rather see, Zinter or...
Tevin Jenkins. Sorry. Who's Tevin Coleman?
I don't know.
Tevin Coleman was a former offensive lineman.
Yeah, there you go. I got my Tevins confused. That's the one thing about Zinter to me. Okay, maybe he's a guy that's, you know, paying his dues and watching and blah, blah, blah. And I'm really being...
He's inactive like every week.
I know. I'm really giving him the benefit of the doubt.
And
here.
That also means that he can't contribute on special teams.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Correction. Tevin Coleman was a running back for a couple different teams, retired in 2022.
All right. I got my Tevins confused. I apologize. That's the only thing about Zach Zinter that I've thought is that, yeah, it'd be nice if he was active. Be nice if he was on the field. But you weren't going to sit Teller, and you weren't going to sit Betonio. At least I don't think you are. But now with Wyatt Teller out, kind of wouldn't be bad to see him, would it, Andy?
Yeah.
And maybe we will. Maybe we will.
I don't know. With the exception of Alex Wright, I don't think you don't have another third rounder on the defense. And on offense, you're looking at what Samson and Zinter. And Tillman, Cedric Tillman. Yeah.
You think?
I know. Third round has been bad for him. It's been bad for Andrew. He's had some bad third round picks.
What else do you want to see out of Shadur?
Confidence. I know he has confidence when he speaks.
Does he look confident to you on the field?
I don't know that he doesn't. He doesn't look like a guy who's been a quarterback in the league for a long time, but that should be expected, right? He's a rookie.
Yeah.
I think we want, you know, we want it to be plug and play, and it's not. And I do think there's some transitional issues between college and the pros for him, whether he wants to admit it or not. I don't know how you can't see that,
though. Well, there has to be. That's part of the transition.
The game just sometimes seems a little fast, but I do think every time we've seen him, he's made better decisions. Thrown the ball away a few times. I don't know. Still probably had an intentional grounding in the end zone last week that got lucky, didn't get called. That would have been 2 weeks in a row. That wouldn't have been good. Was it two or two out of the last three?
That's true. Dick's in Dayton. Hey, Dick.
Hey.
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
And to you, Dick.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I really liked Evelier. They're doing good, but I do like Sanders to stay for a while. I do. I think but we got to say that he's pretty good. I think we should keep him and let him run it out. And I really, my other thing is about, let's see what I was going to say, the Cavaliers, I think, are going to make it. But I wanted to wish my cousin Carla, she's been a fan of Cleveland sports, but I'm still kicking. And happy holidays, guys.
All right,
there you
Dick.
Go. Hey, Carla.
Dick is alive. Carla apparently alive as well.
That's right.
That's good. We're very glad about both of those things, Dick, and thank you for the call. We always appreciate your bright, cheery optimism that you bring to the show.
Hey, guys. Makes me feel good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.